Hi, baby. Do you need to rest up after that week? I could tell. It's really shitty that they make you do all that extra stuff just because you can. Anyway, thank God there's nothing else to worry about in the world, right? You can always tell when something's up, can't you? I didn't want to come out with it right away when you got home, but okay, I think you need to sit down for a bit. Here, sit with me. Okay. So remember how we got all that positive feedback and those silly comments on the film clip we shared with the group? Apparently, sharing a sex tape with a bunch of swingers will get you all kinds of hilarious responses. Who could have known? No, it's not that at all. I don't regret anything. It's something else happened. So somebody got into the group and they. Fuck. This makes me so mad. They made their own copy of our clip and posted it, like, on another site. Exactly. They stole it and they didn't care to ask anyone. Of course, people in the group got mad and offended, but whoever copied the clip just said, well, that's what happens if you put yourself on the internet. So, God, I had to get out of that conversation because it got too fucking, I don't know. I'm just sensitive. Okay. Yeah, no, I don't. I know I don't have to explain myself to you, but yeah. Oh, and then I saw that conversation, and I say that I'm sensitive, but of course, my morbid curiosity got the better of me, and I had to go where our file was, and like there's a reason our group has rules and settings and mods and all of that, and without them, it's just, I know, right? Never ever read the comment section. That's what everyone says, and it's so fucking sad because those in-group comments, they were always so uplifting, and I guess I don't know, it maybe probably lured me into this false sense of security. No, do not, please do not get on your phone too. I promise you, you don't want to read them, please. It's bad enough that one of us. Okay. Well, it's too late now, I suppose. Yeah, it's toxic and disrespectful. Not to mention the way that it exploits people by just asking for more and more. No, we weren't the only ones affected, unfortunately. Some have left the group completely because of this already. And it's so sad because I understand them completely. I just need to hold you for a second. I'm sorry. Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm good. I just need this for just a little bit. Okay. Thank you. What do I feel? I feel like my clothes don't hide my body, like I'm exploited in a way that makes me feel powerless. I feel angry and hurt, and I'm not sure what I want to do. I know I sound calm, but I'm so very much in that state of mind where I don't know exactly how I'm supposed to feel. How do you feel, baby? What do you mean? Yeah, it's how you feel is really important too. I know it's mostly my body in the video because you were holding the camera, but it's your body is there too, and I'm not the only one being objectified here. Yeah, exactly. Those sounds of pleasure you give off, they're yours, they're ours, they're between us, and they're not for anyone to just do what they want with. It does something to you, right? That's why you're not touching me right now, the way you do otherwise, isn't it? Yeah. This right here, this effect, this gets to me. This, because I always feel free and playful and sexy when you put your hands on my body. And right now it's like it's blocked. It's like I can't feel those feelings right now. And I don't think I can get horny tonight. Neither can you. Yeah. Fuck. So what are we gonna do with this then? What are we gonna do? You're right. Make our voices heard. We'll get together with the others in the group. We can try and get that stolen stuff taken down. And continue to support others in the community. Fucking take back agency. That's what I want. That's what I need. What do you want? Tell me what you want. Yeah. Let's rest up after a long week before we deal with this. Yeah, put your head on my shoulder. We'll figure out a way forward together.